Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I am so happy to know that you are part of this show tonight. And Jeremiah 31:13 says, I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Just know that God promised he will never abandon us. Just like he said, honor widows that are widows indeed, continues to look after the widows and their children, their orphans. Last week we talked about we're still on the seven stages of grief, and the whole month of March we will be on the seven stages of grief. We talked about the Tuesday before shock and denial. Last week we talked about pain and guilt, anger and bargaining. Anger and bargaining. And I want to go talk a little bit more about anger, because anger is one of the main things that happens to majority of us when we lose a loved one. We have lots of regard, and most of us get angry. It might be for a short time, a long time, but we get angry with God. And I want to talk about anger because, like I say, we have to release that. It is a normal reaction to be angry, because we can't believe that this is happening to us. This can't be, you know, we going through all these different questions that it cannot be my loved one. How can God let this happen? And pretty much those are some of the questions that we do have when that happens. Not everyone experienced anger during grief, but many do in some ways and at some point. Just 1 second, because I think there's something wrong with our... moment. Let me do some... And trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because when we start thinking, making our own thoughts and things, it's not always the right thing. So we need to trust God. Trust God in his walk. He's going to get you through. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will do just that. I am a witness. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because God has promised me that he would never leave me, forsake me, or my children. And he's proven it. I am a living witness. My husband is going start in June the 9th. It'll be 30 years. And let me tell you, he's still taking care of me and my children. They're on their own. My son and daughter, they got their own, they're married and they got their own. But God is still watching out for them. He is watching out for me, taking care of me, helping. You know, I got stuff that happens in my life, but he's right there helping me to take care of it. Sometimes I get tired of doing it by myself, but I do what I have to do. And later you will have to do the same thing. Be blessed and have a great evening. And I say, Tasha Cobb, he knows your name. And he does. He knows your name. He knows your pain. He knows what you're going through, the lonely nights, and all of the questions that you may have. But just trust him. Trust him with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Have a great week. Next week, we're going to talk about a whole lot in 30 minutes, but we're going to get it done.
friend.